This podcast is supported by Trust and Will, an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
If you're thinking about what you'll leave behind, Trust and Will can make sure your values live on.
For me, it's beyond money. It's about responsibility. When I pass on, I want my children and grandchildren to be provided for, of course, but I also want their spiritual futures protected. Trust and Will made it easy to make sure that any decision I had to make, in sickness or in death, would reflect the values that I've upheld all my life. And you know what? Trust and Will gave me the peace of mind that my legacy would be more about purpose than possessions.
Protect your legacy and your loved ones today, tomorrow, and beyond with Trust and Will. Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/support. That's trustandwill.com/support to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/support.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go.
This is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I'm looking forward to sharing today's show because, for starters, today's topic, which is choose to be happy, affects all of us because each of us can choose to be happy, and we'll find out how. And we'll talk about prayer and how prayer really is an important part of our lives because it's our connection to Jesus and lets us build a strong relationship with Him. It's also how we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, removing all the worry and stress in our lives. My guest today is Ed Rain, the president and CEO of Food for the Poor, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was free will versus God's plan, and how when we learn to keep the Lord with us 24/7 in our hearts and seek His help through prayer before making decisions, it's no longer free will versus God's plan, but rather free will and God's plan, because we see how easily they work together. On today's show, our topic is choose to be happy. Many of us tend to dwell on the negative parts of our lives, the things we don't have, the desires we can't give into, and we look at what others have that we do not. The relative with the mega mansion, the neighbor with the powerhouse job, and so on. But each of us has many things we should be grateful for and appreciate. If we stop for a moment and think about all the things we do have, we soon learn to look at things differently, and when we do, it'll let us choose to be happy. Start this exercise off by thinking about all the people who love us. Think about all the friends we have and the life we lead. Maybe we have a great family, a fantastic career, or some talent that we excel in. Don't compare what we have or don't have with others, because I can assure you, no one's life is perfect. And what we may see on the outside of someone else's life may be very different on the inside. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine. This Bible verse cannot say it any better. When we are happy, it leads to more happiness. And when others see our happiness, it rubs off on them, and they too become happier. We can choose to be happy, and when we do, we find ourselves enjoying our lives more, enjoying others more, and most importantly, our relationship with the Lord more. Choose to dwell on all the negative parts of our lives, and not only will we not be happy, but it will also lead to more and more sadness. This is not what our Lord wants for any of us, and if we truly believe in our Christian way of life, we know that being happy with the lives we have is in fact following the laws and commands of our God, because it is the Lord who provides for us. So make the choice, the right choice, and choose to be happy. I can assure you that when we do, we will look forward to each and every day and will get so much more out of our lives. Understanding how happiness is an important part of life is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is choose to be happy. We may not think at first that happiness is a choice, because many of us are stuck focusing only on the difficulties in our lives, like the bills, working long hours, health issues, and so on. Now, I'm not making light of those things and certainly would never tell anyone not to take care of their living expenses, their job, or their health. But still, if all we concentrate are on those types of things, we don't allow ourselves to enjoy the good things in our lives. And when we live like that, we will not choose to be happy, because we will be incapable of doing so. No matter how bad we may see things, there are always positive things to look at, and that is where we have to start. We can choose to be happy if we want to, and when we do, we will lead happier lives. The first song I'm going to play is very dear to me. I have talked many times about how before 2010, I had very little faith and no relationship with Jesus. The main reason was I didn't pray. I didn't understand prayer or how to use it. When I wrote this song, I thought about how my days are now starting with prayer when I wake up and ending with prayer when I go to bed. Please listen now to my song, Pray to You.
Dear Lord, it's morning. Thank you for another day. The sun is bright and it shining. Come into my heart as I pray. There'll be many times I'll reach out to you to give thanks or help with a need. Be with me, Lord, guide me, please take the lead. I start each day with a prayer to you to share. Take the lead.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Now I would like to welcome Ed Rain, President and CEO of Food for the Poor, a wonderful organization making an incredible impact around the world. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
Very well. Thanks for having me on the show, Art.
Well, Ed, let's start by telling our listeners about Food for the Poor and the great work your organization is doing.
So we've been around for 43 years. We work in 15 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We've distributed over $18 billion of aid in that time.
Wow.
We built 95,000 homes. Our focus is on a spectrum from the short-term emergency relief to the long-term sort of resilience in development. Mm-hmm. So we look at all the dimensions of poverty: food, water, housing, healthcare, education, income generation, of course. And truly, it's all about sustainable livelihoods.
And you're truly doing the Lord's work and a wonderful job at it. Well, Ed, you have an extraordinary background. Could you share a bit about yourself and your journey and what led you from corporate leadership into nonprofit humanitarian work?
Yeah, so I had a 30-year career in the corporate world in high-tech, globally public traded companies and really focus on organizational performance for companies in very heavy acquisition mode. Mm-hmm. So what really triggered here was that I went on a mission trip with Food for the Poor in 2009 to Haiti, and I just saw something that needed to be reacted to. It ended up with me joining 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Obviously I'm very much still here, and this is an amazing journey, not only from what I do professionally, but also a spiritual journey. We put our faith in action.
Well, that was beautifully said. Now, Ed, Food for the Poor provides so many important services, but is there one success story that especially stands out to you?
Yeah, it's very easy. The welding shop in one of our villages in Honduras, I saw it first in 2018. I could see that they were fabricating, you know, gates and things like this, but I'd just come from a visit to a brand new community where we were thinking about how we were going to furnish all of those houses. Mm-hmm. And so we really focused on bunk beds as solving a practical need. So many kids, you know, in these families and really just a two-bedroom house that we're providing. So this is what we started on, 3 months of providing raw materials. And then since then, it's 4 or 5 years since then, this is a sustainable business. And also of note, this welding manager has now been elected the village leader 3 times.
Good.
So this tells you about, you know, the power of enabling not only a community, but really seeking effective leadership. And when it comes together,
yes,
it's a sustainable solution.
Well, what a wonderful story. And thank you for sharing that. Well, Ed, how can our listeners support Food for the Poor and learn more about your organization?
I think it's just as simple as going to our website, foodforthepoor.org. You'll find out all that we do, whether you're interested in just water or housing. You'll also get a chance to see the full breadth of what we do.
Well, once again, that was foodforthepoor.org, and you've been listening to Ed Rain, President and CEO of Food for the Poor. And I want to thank you, Ed, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you, Art. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Today's topic is choose to be happy. If we truly want to be happy, but we're finding it difficult, the easiest way to rectify that is through prayer. Pray to Jesus and let him know that we want to let go of the burdens we are carrying. In essence, let go and let God, and let him know that we want to be able to see all the good in our lives. Ask for his help to change our way of thinking and to help us stop dwelling on the negative things in our lives and instead appreciate all we have, all he has given us, and to help us enjoy our lives more. When we pray, start by telling Jesus how much we love him and that we thank him for all he has provided for us. Then pray for others and their needs. Finally, when we pray for ourselves, don't hold anything back and share with Jesus whatever it is we are dealing with. Let him know how we are feeling and why. If we're unable to get ourselves beyond the negative things in our lives, share that with Jesus, tell him why, and then ask him to help us change our thoughts and how we look at things. This is not something we can pray on once, but often, and be patient, for in time our attitude will be able to change. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and share our most intimate thoughts with love, praise, and being thankful. Understanding how important prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play, I wrote thinking about when I found Jesus and the transformation I went through with doubts and uncertainties. Please listen out to my song, Here I Am.
Never want to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day.
I wonder why.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, choose to be happy. Each of us has the power within us to be happy or not. Happiness is a choice that we can all choose to make. Happiness is a mental state of mind, and it's one that we can control if we choose to. There is never any reason to live unhappy lives. When we do, we will never see the joy in anything, and living like that will not please our Lord. Start this moment to think first about the positive things in our lives, like those who love us, those who are our friends, and all the many opportunities each and every day when we get to use the talents the Lord has given us. Choose to be happy and we will live happier, easier, and more productive lives. The choice is ours. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is called Help Me, Lord, to Understand. When I wrote this song, I thought about all the people in the world today who have chosen not to have any faith, but rather live with greed, hatred, and prejudice. In writing this song, I'm asking the Lord to help me understand why. Please listen out to my song, Help Me, Lord, to Understand.
I see the world, so much has changed. A bloodless love with many a strange, so much hate. And things feel strange. I look around and see such greed. People want more, forgetting those in need. So many are cruel. They just want to succeed. But I try to keep an open mind. I pray to you to help me find a place where I can follow.
Help me, Lord, and reach out your hand and let us love and be at
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Be Humble. It is a blessing when others offer us a kind word, but let us be careful not to lift ourselves up with pride. It is beautiful when someone recognizes a good deed we've done, but let us resist the urge to boast about our own actions. Jesus calls us to walk in humility, to let our lives speak more loudly than our words. When we choose humility, we honor God and reflect His gentle love to others. Always remember, be humble. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Ed Rain. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.